Rebuttal to argument for Measure R. The Loma Prieta Joint Union Elementary School District in 2013 received a $164 per parcel tax increase. Now, they are back for more of your hard-earned dollars. In 2010, the voters rejected a $95 parcel tax, and voters should also reject this $10.6 million bond measure tax increase. To paraphrase economist Milton Friedman, nothing is as permanent as a temporary tax. Since 2000, there have been 6 parcel taxes or bond measure tax increases in this district. What do you think will happen after another few years if this measure passes or fails? You guessed it. They'll be back for more. Spending, per student, is already $13,373 per year, or 117% against the statewide average. For a class of 24 students, that's $320,952 per class per year. That's more than enough money to pay top dollar to highly qualified teachers and to take care of building maintenance and repair damaged facilities. The district wants to use bond money, 30 years of interest, to buy classroom technology infrastructure that will be obsolete in 4 to 6 years. That's nuts. Taxpayers have to live within their means. And so should the Loma Prieta Joint Union School District. This tax and spend frenzy has got to end. They say there will be citizen oversight, but who gets to choose these overseers? Answer: the same people responsible for spending the bond money. That's like the fox guarding the hen house, isn't it? You can be for schools, for students, and against Measure R. Please vote no on Measure R. For more information, visit http://www.svtaxpayers.org/2018-measure-r. Mark A. Hinkle, President, Silicon Valley Taxpayers Association. Jennifer Imhoff, Chair, Libertarian Party of Santa Clara County.